I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, 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 beautiful people. How are you all doing? I pray that you all are well. Thank you again for tuning in to the podcast. As you all know, this is your girl, Shannon Kareem. And let me just highlight the fact that we made it to at least this day at the end of the year, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. I want to go ahead and wish you a either early or late Happy New Year. And I pray that you can look back and just be thankful that you made it to at least this day in the year 2021. This year was very interesting, and that is just really for me putting it lightly. And I don't know, even with all the things that have happened this year, I know that we can try to find something to be grateful for. And I am truly grateful for you all. Thank you for those who took the time to listen to my little podcast. I'm so grateful for you all. And I just pray that you all can just look over your life and just say, you know, at the end of the day, I am at least thankful to be here. And in keeping in the same vein of just reflecting on this past year, 2021, I thought that I would dedicate this show to reflecting on some things of this past year. So I picked 10 questions, I guess, yeah, 10 questions that would help me reflect on the year. And I would encourage you to ask yourself these questions and then come up with your own answers as you reflect on this past year and also as we go into the new year. Okay, so let's just jump right on into it. All right, so the first question is, what is the most important lesson that you learned this year? What is the most important lesson that you learned this year? And one of the most important lessons that I've learned this year is about faith. I learned that faith is not just about the results on the other side of whatever it is that I'm hoping for or whatever it is that I'm praying for, but faith is really about me believing in God and believing that God can and will do anything. And it's not about if it actually happened, but it's just knowing that God can. And how important it is to just have faith in every situation. I learned that it doesn't make having faith easier, but just realizing how important it is to have faith in life and in every situation. And, you know, I've always known a little bit about faith and what it was and things like that. But I think this year really was probably my biggest lesson in faith. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that having faith has gotten easier because of what I've learned about faith this year. But that has most definitely been one of my most important lessons, and probably one of my biggest lessons, is just learning about faith, that how important it is to have faith, and that faith is not, it does not always have to be results driven. So that's my most important lesson that I learned this year. So what about you? All right. Oops. Number two, what is the best thing that happened this year? The best thing that happened to me this year is moving to the place that I always wanted to live for such a long time, like taking that big leap of faith and just doing it, and being able to move my mother into my house. Those two things were on my vision board at the beginning of the year, and I had no idea how they were going to happen or if they were going to happen, but I have faith that they were going to happen. And I can say that since I've moved, there have just been so many instances that have reminded me that yes, this was the right move. And not saying that every day has been a great day or anything like that, but there just have been instances that has just, if I'm ever doubtful as to like, oh, should I have done this? There's just things that happen that I'm just, that just reminds me that like, yeah, this, the timing, everything was, yes, this is what I was supposed to do. And like I said, also moving my mother into my house, it was something that I really wanted to do. And I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to be able to do that. So again, number two was, what is the best thing that happened? All right, so number three, who or what had the biggest impact on your life this year? Now, I know this is going to sound like really churchified, religified, or whatever you want to call it, but it's just my truth. And, you know, take it or leave it, it's my truth. But I would say Jesus. I think I've grown to love the Lord more. Now, I know a lot of people, whenever someone talks about God or, you know, Jesus, the Lord, or anything like that, they automatically go to a more religious thought, and or they think that, you know, that maybe people think that they're perfect because of this or whatever. But look, erase all of that from your mindset when in reference to me. I am not perfect and by any means or anything like that. And I can tell you, as long as there's breath in my body, I will make mistakes on a daily basis, and there will be no sign of perfection in my life as long as I'm here on earth. So remember that. If you ever decide to judge me or call me out on something, I've already let you know that I'm not perfect and never will be. But that does not make the fact that I love the Lord, it doesn't take that away. So yeah, I would still say Jesus, because I think that this year, I've just, you know, even last year, but even with, but especially for this year, I've been able to see the Lord in a different light. And I think that that's also contributed to me learning more about faith. So it made me look at the Lord a different way. And I think that Jesus has had the most impact on my life, of course, because he gave me life, but then also because he's shown me what life is like when I just let go and really let God. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true. And like I said, it doesn't mean that it has gotten easier or something that I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, I'm just going to let go and let God and not worry about anything ever in my life or anything like that. No, I still have worries, concerns, and fears and doubts and things like that. But I've learned to take the grip off so tight, slowly and slowly, not saying that all the way, but slowly, slowly, I've learned to take the grip off of certain things and just really trust God. And then just kind of look at Jesus as just someone that I love versus someone who's like a dictator telling me what I can and can't do and me trying to follow these religious rules. I've just learned to see Jesus more as just someone to have a relationship with. And it has really impacted my life. So yeah, that's number three. Who or what has had the biggest impact on my life this year? Most definitely Jesus. Number four, what changed for me this year? Well, what changed for me this year? Of course, my address. That changed. Also, what changed for me this year was, let's see, guys. Goodness. What changed for me was just my mindset about a lot of things. Yeah, my mindset about a lot of things. Probably being more accountable for things and not always blaming other people or looking at other people. just holding myself accountable, seeing where it's like my fault in certain situations. What changed for me is, I know that I am, and I'll probably do a show about this, but I am probably the worst when it comes to holding grudges and not walking in forgiveness. But what changed for me was just the fact that of really letting go of things and just being like, girl, just forgive. Like, don't seek revenge. Don't care about karma. Just forgive and don't be so concerned about what might happen to the other person or if something happens to the other person or anything like that. Just forgive. So my whole mindset about that really changed this year. And yeah, that's what changed for me. So that's number four. What changed for me this year? All right, number five. What did you let go of? So again, you know, talking about I let go of holding grudges and unforgiveness. Let me just say I'm letting go of that. I'm still trying to get better at forgiving and things like that. But, you know, I think it finally clicked in me that, girl, you have got to forgive. You've got to stop holding grudges. They're not doing anything for anybody else. And it's hurting you more than anybody else. But something else that I let go of is, just recently, I let go of the life that I envision for myself. You know, I'll probably do a show about this, but I expected for my life to look a lot different at this age. And I held on for so long to that dream of what I wanted my life to look like. And the older that I'm getting, I realize that there's certain things that just, it's just not going to happen like that. And I finally have let go of what I envision my life to be and probably just kind of embraced in what my life is right now. And this just happened just recently, like within the last couple of weeks or so. And I think that was good for me to do that because it forced me into, like I said, living my life right now, instead of always living my life according to the dream that I had for my life. Because what it was doing was it was making me not really enjoy what my life was right now. Because I just kept saying, oh, but if I would just have this, or if this was just happening, but, and not like looking at like, but you have this happening, and this is just as much as a blessing as this other thing. So that's one thing that I let go of. You know, let go of grudge holding, forgiving, and I let go of what I envision my life to be. Okay, so that's number five. What did you let go of? All right, number six. What was the best compliment that you received this year? What was the best compliment that you received this year? All right, so the best compliment that I received this year was one, somebody told me that I changed. And I don't think they meant it in a compliment way, but I darn sure took it that way. When someone told me, they was like, you changed. Well, actually, I take that back because I was told that twice. One time I was told, and it was like in a compliment, like, you've changed. And they were telling me things that were just better about me as a person. And then someone else said that I changed, but they didn't like the fact that I changed because I was not accommodating to them like I used to be. But that was the biggest compliment for me. I am like addicted to self-improvement, being a better person, things like that. I'm probably so, I assess myself probably too much, and I'll admit that. But I always like assessing myself, especially when it leads to change. And sometimes I'm not quite sure, you know, have I changed? You know, where's my meter at? Some things I can see for myself, but it's always comforting when I can tell that I've changed based off of somebody else telling me, like, girl, you've changed. And I'm appreciative of that. Very appreciative of that. Another compliment that someone told me, they said that they know that I am the same person in their face as I as I am behind their back. Like, they don't have to worry about me telling their business or whatever it is that, like, if someone is talking about them, that I won't just stand there and just, like, be like, yeah, girl, and then be laughing in their face. Like, they know that I am a consistent person in their face, behind their back. And that was a dope compliment because I strive for that. Like, I never want anyone to feel like they're getting several different versions of me. Now, let me make sure I make this clear. Of course, on this podcast, I'm probably not going to be the same person as when I'm with my close friends and with my close family because I don't know y'all. And even though I tell you a lot, there's certain things that I'm not going to tell y'all. And so y'all aren't going to know me like that. But with my friends and my family, I want people to be able to know that, like, who you get in your face is who you're going to get behind your back. Like, I ain't going to be doing no switch up thing. And for somebody to actually acknowledge that, because I strive hard to be that person. And so for somebody to actually acknowledge that, that was such a blessing and such a compliment. So I can appreciate that. So, you know, the best compliment that I received this year is someone saying that I changed, even though one of them was, they were upset, but I was appreciative that they said that I've changed. And then someone told me that I was the same person in their face and as I am behind their back. And I'm like, well, you notice. Thank you. So that's number six. What was the best compliment you received? All right, number seven. Did I reach or meet any goals I set for myself this year? So my measuring, I don't even know what to call it. How I measure, that's it, if whether or not if I meet my goals. A lot of times at the beginning of the year, I write down my goals and I have a vision board. And I can say that if I look at my vision board for 2021, that moving was on my vision board. So I did meet that goal. Going back to school was on my vision board. I did meet that. And then doing my podcast, I did meet that goal. Now, I didn't meet the goal. I had weight goals. I didn't meet that goal. And I was not as consistent as I had set a goal to be. I wasn't consistent in working out. I wasn't consistent in doing podcast shows. And you know, I wasn't consistent in reading the Bible and praying and things like that. So, but I can say that for the most part, I did meet a few of my goals, but I didn't meet all of my goals. And this is just a good place to stop and just ask, do you all set goals for the year? Do you all, like, I know some people when they think about the beginning of the year, they're like, don't wait till the beginning of the year or anything like that. They don't really worry about New Year resolution or anything like that. They just kind of live each day by day. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm both. I'll set goals for the year, but I won't wait for the beginning of the year to start new goals. And also my goals are day by day, week by week. I set goals for the whole week, every week. And, they all line up with whatever is on my vision board for the year. So I do things like that. So, but yeah, did I reach or meet any goals that I set for myself for the year? Yes and no. Yes and no. And all I can do is just try to be better and do better. All right. Number eight, what did I learn about myself? This year, what I learned about myself is that I'm more resilient than I give myself credit for. I usually say this about myself, that I'm not good at whenever I'm going through something or when hard times hit me. You know, I'm usually not very good at that, because I'll usually crumble and buckle, or I'm an energy person. So whatever the energy is as at that moment, I am so immersed in whatever's going on presently. And usually because I'm so like that, it's hard for me to bounce back from whatever issues that I'm going through. But one thing that I learned about myself this year was that when I put my mind to to not just go through something, but to go through with intention to be better on the other side. I can do that. You know, I can bounce back. I can go through things with a good attitude. I can bounce back from things. You know, I can accept whatever the things that life has thrown at me and be able to press. And I never knew that about myself before. You know, like I said, I was always the type of person to just whatever was going on in my life at the time, I just took it in and pretty much let it either beat me up if it was beating me up or lift me up if it was lifting me up. But I think this year what I did was whatever life threw at me, I made a decision as to what my attitude or how I was going to be in the midst of it. And I didn't just let it have its way with me, whatever the issue was. And I can say it made me proud of myself. I had a lot of proud of myself moments this year. And Lord willing, I plan on having those moments even in the year to come. So that's one thing that I learned about myself, that I am more resilient than I give myself credit for. All right, so number 9, the worst of the year. The worst of the year for me would be all of the people that passed away that I knew. All of the people that passed away that I knew. Now, I've experienced death in my life, and I've experienced death in my life where it was kind of like back to back. My grandmother passed away, and within the same week or weekend, my uncle passed away. So I have experienced that. But this year, it just seems that every month for like a good 3 to 4 or more months of the year, I knew someone that was passing away. Like someone, whether it was a classmate, whether it was a friend of a friend, whether it was a friend's relative, it gave me anxiety a little bit, because I was like, what is going on? Because there was just so many people passing away, and I had never experienced that in my life. People so close to me, and just, you know, like I said, passing away. And that was the worst, because seeing people that you love and care about go through that and have so many questions as to like why, and just thinking about your own life and just realizing how short life is, and not knowing when your last moment with someone is, and trying not to take certain things for granted, things like that, and take people for granted, take moments for granted. You know, death always reminds you of life, and it'll remind you of either how short it is, how thankful you are of it. But yeah, that was the worst of the year. Just seeing people that I love and care for go through those things. And yeah, that was the worst. So number 9, the worst of the year. And then number 10 is, what am I thankful for? So what I'm thankful for is, I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my mother, and I'm thankful for my father. They're both my best friends. I love them more than words can ever explain. And I'm so thankful for them. I'm thankful for a clear conscience. I'm thankful for to be mentally healthy. 'Cause there's a lot of things in life that could have knocked me off my feet to mentally not have me in the place that I am right now. And I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for a willingness to continue to grow and to be a better person. I'm thankful for change. I'm thankful for getting closer to Jesus. I'm just thankful for all the blessings and the things that I actually prayed for, that I see happening in my life. And I'm also thankful for the things that I did not pray for, but they came into my life and contributed to me being a better person. And I'm thankful for the things that came into my life, and I don't even know what they're contributing to at this moment. But I know that in the future, I'll figure it out and I'll be able to look back and be like, oh, okay, so this is why I went through this, or this is why this thing was going on in my life. I'm even thankful for those things. I'm thankful for you, the listeners. I'm thankful for people who, with the willingness to listen to this podcast, even through my inconsistencies, but people who get something out of the podcast. I'm thankful for this gift that God has given me and where it's going to take me. And I'm just thankful. I'm really thankful. Even with everything that has happened this year, good and bad, at the end of the day, I can say that I am truly thankful, and I am truly, I'm anticipating what the next year has to come, 2022. But I know that whatever it is, you know, God's going to be with me and he'll bring me through and to whatever. And I realize I have no control over anything. Anyway, I have control over a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's within the parameters of, you know, God, you know, what he's given me control over. So anyway, I'm thankful for that. But so I pray that you all have a blessed rest of the year. We only have a couple more days left. And I pray that you all are reflective of this past year, that you're thankful for the things that you came through, that you're thankful for the moment that you are in right now. And it may not look the way you want it to look. It may not be the way you want it to be, but just be thankful. I know for a fact that I'm thankful for you. I'm grateful for you. I'm just so, grateful for the purpose that's in your life. I'm grateful that you were brought here on earth for a purpose, on purpose. And I'm just grateful that you will learn one day what that purpose is, if you haven't already. And as we come into a new year, 2022, be open for change. Be open to be intentional about whatever it is that's going on in your, that is presented to you in your life. Be intentional about your goals. Be intentional just about where you want the focus of your life. Be intentional about that. And so I will see you all talk to you all on the other side of 2022. And again, like I said, thank you all so much for hanging in there with your girl. I'm learning as I'm podcasting. And I thank you all for just, you know, sticking with me through this journey. And so until next time, I'll see you in 2022. But until next time, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, follow, email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. And until next time, okay? For real, y'all. For real. Until next time. Happy New Year and take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.